Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. This short podcast, I'm just going to have a quick chat to you about the federal government media conference last night, and today is the 30th of March 2020. Now, I'm extremely disappointed and I find it really irresponsible of what the federal government said in relation to the rent moratorium, because they've not given any detail and it's thrown a lot of chaos, panic, confusion, and more. Now, this morning, I've just emailed our free Queensland mailing list that includes valued members of Real Estate Excellence. It's on my website for anyone who's not on the free Queensland mailing list, and it's for anyone and everyone who's interested. Realestateexcellence.com.au. On the homepage, you will see my blog called Coronavirus Real Estate Property Management Business Running Blog. Now, the information in this blog is provided to anyone and the public and everyone, and of course, is given in good faith for the benefit of our industry and particularly my members of Real Estate Excellence, my business. Now, I'm running the blog the best way I can, and I've got date and heading, and the heading is in italic red as you scroll down the page. Now, as I was saying, overnight, as you would know, the federal government, as part of a long media conference, said verbally about what all of us are waiting for, information about the rent situation. Now, the part of the confusion is about commercial and residential, and as you'll see in my blog, and I'm going to briefly speak to now, that basically, because of the constitution in Australia, federal governments cannot change rental law. Only the said state and territories can. Now, New South Wales have already started, Tasmania, Victoria look to, Queensland not as yet. On my running blog at realestateexcellence.com.au, scroll down to the 30th of March, 3:40 a.m., long days for all of us. And what I've got there is a screenshot of a comment by Mick de Brenny, who is our housing minister. Now, he has just publicly commented to a constituent or a person, and he has said, now that we know what all the issues are and how we want to help tenants and property owners, National Cabinet will be working through the details of this in the coming weeks. So at the moment, it's status quo. At the moment, I recommend members follow the rent arrears procedure and obviously communicate and empathy and everything I don't have to say to you. We're all in this together. And that's just not our industry, it's everyone. I personally cannot see that any government would decimate, ruin our industry by making it rent-free period. They'll obviously destroy our industry and it's a needed service and more. So look, let's wait for the detail. Before we make any changes, we know we don't know what the facts are. So I'm simply sharing this podcast with you to let you know that one, I've got a free resource of information to the best of my ability I'm providing to people. And realestateexcellence.com.au, a running blog, and I'm just continually updating it. Members, I've got the private members group for Real Estate Excellence, financial members only, and I post in there when I've updated the blog, and I email members when there's a significant development. So I urge everyone to keep an eye on my running blog or your preferred trusted source of information and your advisor. So for now, let's just quickly recap. The 30th of March 2020, there's no rent moratorium. The federal government cannot create those rules. Because of the Australian Constitution, it's got to be done by state and territories. Queensland has yet to announce anything. So please refer to my running blog, have a read through, and together we're going to get through this. And we've got to do all we can to stay positive in very uncertain times. So thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Take care and bye for now.